The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, folks, I get to continue my conversation with our friend Bob Woodson from yesterday. I don't know what day it is in your world. Typically, it's today, wherever you are. But Bob, just want to have you on for a little bit longer. And we're talking about your book, Lessons from the Least of These. I want Americans to get familiar with you because you're one of the few voices out there that are worth listening to, more than worth listening to. Lessons from the Least of These. Tell us again what is in that book, which came out just a few months ago.
It's on Amazon, and Lessons from the Least of It identifies 10 principles to follow when you are trying to become empowered yourself or empower your neighborhood. It's all inspirational. Each chapter is a different principle, and I go in detail, for instance, about resilience. I talk about resilience from examples of the past, how people were born slaves and died millionaires. Two of them actually came back and purchased a plantation on which they were a slave, and one of them took in the family of the slave master that had become destitute and allowed the mother to sleep in her master bedroom because she became delusional. Robert Smalls was his name. And that's the kind of radical grace. Only in America could you see an act of, and there are people today that are expressing the same radical grace. For instance, we have a group of Voices of Black Mothers United that we'll be having a press conference on Friday. And one of those mothers, who's the boy who killed her son and went to prison, she's ministering to him in prison, ministering to the young man who took the son's life. There's a contemporary example of radical grace in action. If she can reconcile with a person who took her son's life, does she not have valuable lessons to teach us about reconciliation and forgiveness? And so what we, in my book, I give examples from both the past and the present of each of those principles: resilience, self-determination, transparency, integrity, agency, that you can become an agent of your own uplift. And we give examples of people who, like this mom. So you got examples from the past, like Robert Small, and examples of this Black mother who lost her child to urban violence, but has moved to the level of forgiveness as she's ministering to the young man in prison. This is not unusual among the groups that the Woodson Center serves.
Well, you know, what you remind me, Bob, we've been talking for quite a while here, but you and I both know that at the heart of everything is our faith. The God of the Bible is a God of grace. The grievance industry, the race grievance industry, is anti-faith, anti-biblical. In other words, instead of grace, it's about grievance. It's about holding bitterness against another group. It's about blaming someone. And we all know not only does that not work, it leads to further bitterness, it's corrosive, but it can lead to evil. In other words, when you scapegoat a group, whether it's white Christians or whatever it is, you realize that you're not doing anybody any favors, and that we know Jesus is the answer to this, that when you see real faith in Black communities, it's transformational. It's a completely different view of everything we're talking about. And what you just said, these stories, I mean, I hear them all the time, but it's people who are very serious about their faith in Christ, who are able to do things that just look, they just look superhuman, because actually they are superhuman.
Part of my presentation, I go to look at this, the words, the lyrics of Black gospels over the years. None of them complains. It said, "Lord, don't move the mountain. Give me the strength to climb. Don't take away my stumbling block. Give me the strength to go around." And that's typical, going up the rough side of the mountain. Not, you know, and "Lord, show me the stairway that I got to climb. Help me to take one day at a time." You go gospel after, none of them are complaining about "woe is me" or about the oppressor. It's always saying, "Have faith. I don't believe that God brought me this far to leave me. I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy, but I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me." That's the kind of faith that I'm writing about, and that people in these communities are living these realities. And what we're doing at the Woodson Center is giving a voice to these people to speak to people in power, speak to them about the power of redemption, not the political instrument of retaliation. It's redemption, not retaliation. You know,
it's so dramatic. And again, this is the answer. This is the answer. The when we think about it, I mean, there is no doubt that the civil rights movement used the narrative of the Old Testament scriptures, the deliverance from bondage, Moses. I mean, this goes back to abolition times and then into the civil rights era. It always was the stories of the Bible, of the God of the Bible being with us as we march forward, whatever it is we're dealing with. And that's maybe something that needs to be said again, is that the Black grievance industry, it's utterly secular. It is bloodless. It does not have the hope of God in it. And what I find interesting, Bob, is that most Black Americans that I know are people of faith. That's the hidden story, is that when you go into Black communities, there is way more churches. When I'm running up in Harlem here, I'm blown away. Every block is two churches. It's a stunning thing. That is never talked about. When you hear from the political leaders on the left, they really don't, they're not familiar with that side of the Black story. They've made everything very secular and very hopeless.
No, and so that's what keeps me getting up in the morning. When I tell my grassroots leaders, I said, "You spoil me, because you have already sold out to Christ. So no one can buy you." And they're so hopeful. Dr. King said that all of us must reach down into the deep, dark regions and sign in ink our own Emancipation Proclamation before we can turn to the world for help. We must stand up ourselves. And my grassroots leaders that I am blessed to serve exemplify this every day of lives. When you are around my groups, even though they have lost children, there's a certain joy that you feel. And if these moms can find peace in their lives with the sting of losing a child, maybe they have something to teach those mothers in Silicon Valley who lost their children to suicide. Suicide in Silicon Valley is 6 times the national average among young people there. So that the principles that I'm talking about are useful not just for low-income people, but also people are seeking peace in those very gilded ghettos of America. And I consider Silicon Valley a gilded ghetto.
That is unbelievable. We're out of time. Bob, I just love being with you. Thank you so much for being my guest. Folks, go to 1776unites.com. Make sure you go to woodsoncenter.org. You need to be in touch with the Woodson Centers around the country, woodsoncenter.org. And the book is Lessons from the Least of These. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. On the show, typically we have guests, and why should now be any different? Right now, we have somebody who's the head of PD Labs. What is PD Labs, you're asking? I'll tell you what it is. It's a sponsor on this program. Otherwise, I would not have heard of it. The head of it is Ray Solano. He it is who is my guest. Ray Solano, welcome to this program.
Well, thank you for having me today. I really enjoyed your show, by the way. Really.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I want my audience to understand they're going to hear ads on this program before we get into, you know, other things. What is PD Labs? When you're advertising on this program, what are you advertising? Just so people are tracking.
It's a good question. And PD Labs is short for Prescription Dispensing Labs. It's a specialty compounding pharmacy nationally licensed that personalizes medications for patients in conjunction with prescription orders from physicians. And we also create formulas and for needs for patients, because guess what? Everything isn't off the shelf. Everybody doesn't have the same shoe size and everybody doesn't have the same prescription. So that's what we do. We customize medications for patients.
So how would that work? Somebody's listening to my program, they hear an ad for PD Labs, and why would they turn to you? Because in other words, are they having some confusion maybe with how they get their prescription and you guys would sort it out? Or what is that? What do you mean by that?
Well, that's a good question. We hear that all the time. We have physicians that work with us that, you know, write custom formulas, personalized medications for hormones or nasal sprays all the time. And it's very simple. We contact the patient and get their shipping address and their payment information and email, and we ship it to them. And you usually get it the next day or the day after. So it's very simple today to be able to get these medications. And we make it easier and affordable as well. But you know what? We really personalize the patient to make sure they get better. So it's not just send it to them. We follow up with them and make sure it does what it says it's going to do.
Well, this is great. And I'm glad you listened to the program. So let me ask you some questions, generally speaking, because I don't get to talk to pharmacists and doctors on this program very much. What do we need to know about COVID that we're not hearing? What is your perspective on it right now? Because there's never been anything so confusing and so strange in my lifetime. I mean, I remember the strangest thing is when all the information was coming out about hydroxychloroquine, and then it's almost like the anti-Trump press decided to smack it down because they didn't like the president. I thought surely they wouldn't do that. We're talking about a national health emergency, but in retrospect, it seems like they did. I am so horrified by that I get speechless. I can't believe that would even be partially true.
Well, you know, Eric, I agree with you. And this is politics and medicine has no place at all. And unfortunately, the information, the freedom of information for patients so they can make their choices is just not out there. And so the very simple solutions that people should know as a public health editorial is prevention is very important that you can do today. Don't wait for the virus. Don't wait to get the positive test. Just start today with prevention. And there's five supplements you can take. There's five lifestyle changes that you can do for prevention. Unfortunately, it's not told, but you know what? It works. And we started back in March. We had people make sure they elevate their own immune system by three key nutrients. And when they increase their vitamin D levels, they increase their zinc levels, they increase their glutathione levels and vitamin C levels, guess what? These people are more resistant and resilient to all viruses, including COVID. So if they did get the case, it would be reversed quickly, or they didn't get it at all. You know how much this cost? You know, the average person, if the government would have given everybody a $100 kit, I believe that a lot of lives would have been saved with the word prevention. We don't hear that anywhere. And that's why we're kind of on this, editorial, anywhere anybody can listen to us. Please, please take some prevention steps today. What did we all do? We stayed at home and we had quarantinis. You know, the worst thing that we could do is become addicted to more alcohol while we're trying to fight an infection. But unfortunately, you know, nobody's talking about it. It's unfortunate.
Okay, so it sounds like you just said everybody in America should be taking vitamin D. They should be taking zinc. They should be taking vitamin C. And you said glutathione. What was it?
Glutathione is an amino acid your body makes itself. We've been able to find out a way that you could get it topically or transdermally instead of an IV. So many times, you know, when you have, we have patients with immune compromise, we give them an IV of vitamin C. We give them an IV of glutathione along with other B vitamins. But we've been able to figure out how you can get a topical transdermal glutathione that can get inside the cell that is the body's force field against invaders. You know,
I have to ask you, when you say transdermal, not everyone's going to understand. You're talking about a skin cream, are you not?
That's right. It's a
topical. Okay, now, this is not a medical program, so you have to say skin cream. Transdermal, some people are going to miss that. I just want to be clear. Now, glutathione, what is that? Can I get that over the counter? What is that?
You actually can. It's a dietary supplement. You can take it orally. However, the body decouples it. It's very difficult to absorb in the cells. That's why this breakthrough that we've had, it's been over 10 years in the working, that we can put something topically on the skin and it gets absorbed in your body. You know, this is a very powerful method.
But that's not something I can get at a CVS or at a Duane Reade.
Unfortunately, no, because
Where can I get that?
You can get it on our website. AuroWellness.com is the manufacturer. AuroWellness.com is the distributor and manufacturer of it.
But forgive me, what is your website?
It's PDLabsRx.com. PDLabsRx.com.
Okay. All right. So you're suggesting, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're suggesting that everyone in America should be taking vitamin D, should be taking zinc, should be taking vitamin C, and should be taking glutathione topically as a skin cream.
That's exactly right. And you know,
was there a fifth? I thought you said there were five. That's four.
The fifth one would be botanical antivirals. These are a combination of antiviral capsules. Virucid is a manufacturer. Virucid that supports the body's immune system with botanicals. We don't want to get too complicated for people, but these things have been around. The Chinese have been using these antiviral botanicals.
What about the oleander extract? It sounds like that's what that is.
Yeah, the euphorium, there's the blueferium extracts. These are botanicals that come in combination that are very effective for patients. But, you know, unfortunately, Eric, you know, a lot of people don't like to take a lot of pills and a lot of supplements. So we try to make it simple for people. You know, we want to make sure, guess what? You should be doubling your water intake every day. Okay. And you know what? The alcohol, everybody unfortunately doesn't realize it lowers your immune system resistance to viruses. You know,
when you say alcohol, like a beer a day would affect somebody.
No, we're talking larger quantities, you know.
Okay,
we're
so speaking, people who are drinking, who are actually drinking, yeah.
They're staying home, okay? We're staying home, and guess what? The alcohol sales are going through the roof. The processed foods, the mac and cheese was the number one seller, and Oreos. So, you know, we're eating the wrong foods that our body needs jet fuel for a virus. So that's what we try to do is, you know what? Do what you can. We find out everybody has what they feel comfortable with. And you know what, Eric? If they can't afford it, we'll give it to them because we really want people. We don't want people to get sick, especially when they don't have the information.
So you're talking about people going to PD Labs and the website pdlabsrx.com. Now, again, you advertise on this program. I just want to say that you're an advertiser, but I don't have all the advertisers on this program on the program to talk to, but your stuff sounded so interesting to me. And I thought it's generally good to help people think this through. We're going to go to a break, but I mean, the idea that everybody could be taking vitamin D, everybody could be taking zinc, everybody could be taking vitamin C and making sure they're not drinking much alcohol, basic stuff. If you do that, you dramatically change the way that you're going to be in the midst of this crisis. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hey, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric from Taxes Show. We have a new sponsor on this show. It's PD Labs. Their website is pdlabsrx.com. And I'm talking to the head of PD Labs, Dr. Ray Solano, about all kinds of stuff. First of all, whenever I have a new sponsor on the program, I kind of want to know what they do, what they're selling, and so on and so forth. And it's interesting to talk to you, Dr. Solano, because you're giving us tips on prevention. Why do you think it is that all the months that have passed, almost a year, there's been so much confusion? I mean, this is basic stuff that you need to beef up your immune system because there's this virus. So taking vitamin C, taking vitamin D, taking zinc, and then these other two things you mentioned, but this is basic stuff. Why do you think we haven't been hearing this?
Well, you know, unfortunately, this area of medicine, natural medicine, has been put down low on the totem pole for information because guess what? There's no money in it. There's no billions of dollars of business.
But excuse me, somebody theoretically like a Dr. Fauci, he's not in this for money. He was coming on every day and he doesn't seem to have been clear on what you're talking about. Why would he not be clear on this? I mean, the lunacy of focusing first on masks or on self-isolating when you're telling me that this applies to everybody, that you can beef up your immune system by doing these things. Well, I don't understand why somebody at that level would not have been mentioning this.
Well, actually, Dr. Fauci did tout vitamin D3, and he did say he takes that regularly.
He said vitamin that, D, what, say it again?
Vitamin D3. Vitamin D, the active form is vitamin D3. And Dr. Fauci said he takes it regularly all the time. So this is, you know, he brushed on that subject.
What about zinc? You mentioned zinc and you mentioned vitamin C.
And zinc as well. And also the cocktail that Trump had gotten, as well as others in the hospital. They did get regular doses of zinc as well. So these are considered are supplements that support other therapies. But Eric, unfortunately, we have a very, very sick population in our country. And we have close to over 50% of our population is taking 6 or 7 pharmaceuticals a day and high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes and other chronic conditions. So we have such a huge population of unhealthy people that unfortunately the only thing left for them is to stay at home and put a mask on and hope for a virus. But you know, sometimes it's almost too late for some of these people to start this regimen, or they may not believe in it. But you know what the biggest obstacle we have is many of our mainstream medical professionals. We have to spend a half an hour sending them the thousands of pages of data, clinical reviews of this information for them to support it. Even hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. Have you heard about ivermectin? Another,
no.
It's an anti-parasitic drug that is used for prophylactic use to prevent COVID. So they're starting to use ivermectin now for treatment of COVID as well as for prevention. So this is non-political. We didn't have any political figures using ivermectin, but guess what? It's used off-label usage, and off-label usage, many physicians feel very uncomfortable with it. It's not a, it's, you know, approved drugs by the FDA, but not approved for that usage. But Eric, we got a lot of people that are very sick, a lot of people that are dying. And my philosophy is, let's try something that works. This is what they're doing in Asia. This is what they're doing in Taiwan. This is what they're doing in Korea. We just think, you know what? It's just time for us to catch up with some common sense medicine.
And hydroxychloroquine, I mean, the fact that that was politicized, I can't think of anything more despicable than politicizing an effective medication. I don't believe that I've come to a place in my life where in the United States of America, we would have people so hateful toward President Trump that they would somehow, anything he says, they would say is bad. Hydroxychloroquine, it seems to me, is tremendously effective. Why wasn't that being pushed by Fauci and others?
You know, it was, again, off-label uses of drugs. It's something that is a misnomer that every off-label use has to be approved by the FDA. So this is something that, you know, our pharmacy, we do off-label uses of drugs all the time. You know, I can't tell you how many patients we've turned around with hydroxychloroquine with zinc, hundreds and hundreds of patients. And you know what? There's a group of physicians, integrative physicians, functional medicine physicians that say, you know what? We're going to do what's best for the patient. But unfortunately, hydroxychloroquine is very cheap. It's very inexpensive. So it almost seemed to be a antithesis of vaccines, because they didn't want somehow they didn't believe it. But you know what? We don't need 2 years to study hydroxychloroquine's effectiveness, because it only works if it's done early. But we have patients calling us and go, I got COVID positive. What should I do? I've been told to go home. And if I get worse, go to the ER. That is what's going on today. We think that as soon as you get the positive or symptoms, you got to start these treatments immediately.
But the fact that Dr. Fauci, with the bully pulpit he had, was not saying these things is, to my mind, scandalous. Am I missing something?
You know, I try not to go there, but
I don't really care. I'm going there. How is it not scandalous?
I don't understand why this is not mainstream, because we have.
We have to go to a break. We'll be back for a final segment. Fascinating. Don't go away, folks. Folks, we're talking about COVID. We're talking with a new sponsor on the program, PD Labs. You can find them at pdlabsrx.com. Dr. Ray Solano, welcome back. We're talking about such important stuff. And as you can tell in the previous segment, I just get exercised over the stupidity, the ignorance, the inability to communicate at the highest level. Somebody like a Dr. Fauci is presumably picked to communicate to the American public because he is at the highest level. He's supposed to be above any suspicion of any kind of bias. And yet it doesn't seem like in many ways he did such a great job. He seemed to be obsessed with this kind of narrative that it's about wearing masks, it's about isolating. you're telling me, and I've heard from other sources, that no, there is a lot more to it. Why would someone like Fauci not have pushed this other information? I simply don't get it.
You know, we always think that there's ulterior motives. There's a lot of politics in medicine. And if you make a statement and you have to be absolutely 100% sure it works for 100% of the people. Unfortunately, we have a very, very regulated, restrictive medical environment, states, federal as well. And unfortunately, the easy path is to make statements that are 100%. And I think Fauci knows if you wear a mask, 100% is safe. Who is going to argue with you?
I'll argue. I think it's ridiculous. I think masks are, you know, they may be some kind of a preventative, but the idea that it's the answer when there's all this other information out there. I mean, look, it sounds to me like cowardice, Dr. Solano. I think when you have leaders that are afraid to speak for various reasons, it's no different than bias. The bias is toward themselves, toward covering their butts instead of speaking with some courage when you have a national, international health crisis. That's my take on it.
Well, you said the word courage, okay? It takes courage to go against the norm, to go against what standard of care medicine. And unfortunately, we're not seeing that. So that's what we are about. We want to make sure we get the information out, the knowledge out, to give the data out. You know, these are backed by clinical studies. And some people recognize them, some people don't recognize them. But guess what? We're seeing a tremendous improvement in patients' health. And, you know, that's what all that matters. We have a group of physicians that, you know what, they take care of patients. And that's what that's where I think is important.
Well, when we talk about, you know, immune system, I mean, I think that anybody knows that faith usually is a huge immune system booster. So shutting down churches, of course, not very wise. We know that exercise is an immune system booster. Shutting down gyms, telling people to wear a mask when they're outside, that kind of thing, when you can go for a brisk walk and get your blood up and your oxygen moving. So it really does seem unfortunate to me that people haven't been speaking common sense when you literally have people dying. I mean, they keep, you know, throwing out these numbers of people dying. If you get in a motorcycle accident and you might have had COVID, that's a COVID death. You know, we're at that point where they keep inflating those numbers. And you almost think that there's some kind of a ghoulish connection that the deaths feed the narrative that we need to stay home and fear this, and that bucks the narrative that we're talking about, which would apply, I would think, to most people in America.
I totally agree. It's you can get very, very negative as to why this is not occurring. But we have to maintain our licensure nationally. Hydroxychloroquine got very political with the states that we could be fined if we didn't follow certain protocols. If we make statements, we have to be very careful.
Well, I understand that from your point of view, but as somebody who doesn't have to be careful, I guess I wonder, doesn't that seem like politics? In other words, it's one thing for the government to say, hey, be careful. We don't want to hurt people. But it seems to me that this was political, that this was like a blue state anti-Trump narrative. And it fed into very conveniently the idea that, well, we don't want to prescribe something for something that maybe it's not typically used for. We were in a health crisis. And so it just amazes to me that they would do that. I expect more from everybody, not just people I agree with, but from everybody. If you're a health professional, if you're a government employee and you're tasked with thinking about this, I really expect better. And so it's been grievous for me to see how people have behaved during this crisis.
You know, I totally agree with you. And that's the reason why I wanted to get the word out and come on your show, because we want to get freedom of information. There is so much out there. And we want to get politics out of medicine. Let's just start to take care of patients. And these remedies, these supplements that we're talking about, they work. And you know what? The word is getting out because people are trying to take responsibility for their health. And why it's not mainstream? You know, I don't have much hair left, but I'm losing some of it. But the only thing we can do is just get the megaphone and tell people as much as possible.
Well, that's, again, why I wanted to have you on, because I really not talked very much about COVID. I've been so disgusted with the news on it, how confusing it is, how politicized it's become. And I just want to say, if people in America don't expect better from their leaders, they're in the wrong country. In this country, we should demand that anyone daring to speak publicly with some kind of authority on an issue, they better know what they're talking about, and they better be speaking from the right place. If they're speaking in a way that's designed to cover their butt or to promote some kind of agenda or to crush some other agenda or some other narrative, they ought not to be speaking. And so, you know, when I hear about somebody like Fauci kind of, you know, towing the party line like that, that's unacceptable in America. That's not who we are as a people. And so I don't want to say that he was wrong on everything, but just the idea that he would participate in this is bothersome. PDLabsRx.com is the website. We want to welcome you as a sponsor of the Eric Metaxas program. Dr. Solano, God bless you. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Hey there, folks. Oh, we got to remind you, Albin, Chris, we got to remind people, if you want to participate, February 2nd, the evening of February 2nd, we're doing a Facebook Live thing where I'm going to be answering 20 questions from 20 people who have signed up to ask me a question. This is going to be a blast. It makes no difference what the question is. It could be the dumbest question you've ever heard. It could be true or false, multiple choice, geography, or it could have something to do with my life, and it could have something to do with my book that I'm trying to launch called Fish Out of Water, A Search for the Meaning of Life. But the launch date is Tuesday, February 2nd. This is going to be on the evening. If you want to be one of the people asking the question, you have to respond to my newsletter. You can get that at ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for that, or on Twitter, or at our website, metaxastalk.com. There's going to be a link where you pay money to be one of those 20 people asking the questions. I think we still have slots available. I hope we do. But it was $199. We've reduced it to $99. You get like a signed book and you get to participate and all this different stuff. But I had to mention that because it's just a few days left and we want everybody to participate. And if you do not participate by paying, we would love you to watch anyway on Facebook Live or wherever it's going to be. Maybe it's on YouTube Live. We'll figure it out and we'll tell you and we'll get it out via my newsletter. Have I mentioned the newsletter? Yes, you have to sign up at ericmetaxas.com. If you can't get in, just email us there where it says contact. Give us your email. Give us the email of your whole family and friends, your neighborhood. We would love to send emails to everybody. Okay. Also, Albin, Mike Lindell.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just want to say that this cancel culture we're living in is evil. This is Marxist. This is un-American. If you don't understand that, read my book, If You Can Keep It. Read my book, Bonhoeffer. Bonhoeffer really tells the story of what it is to be in a cancel culture, what that feels like when you can't say this and you can't say that. And if you say this, you get in trouble, or you could get in trouble, or you could lose your business, or you could lose your job. That's what happened in the 30s in Germany. So if it happens in America, you know, whoopsie, we're not on a good path. Mike Lindell has taken more grief for his heroic stand on any number of things that he is trying to be. They're trying to cancel him. Who? Well, a lot of these corporate cowards, there's something, how shall we say, I'm looking for the right word, whorish about the way they conduct their businesses. They seem to have no values. They don't care if they throw an American patriot under the bus, as long as it kind of, you know, gets them away from trouble or potential trouble or getting them getting canceled themselves. That's despicable. That's despicable. And any corporation that behaves that way, to the extent that we're able to send them a message, if you don't send them a message, you become part of the problem. So I just want to say HEB stores, Mayfair stores, Bed Bath & Beyond, and Kohl's are the two huge ones that have said they're doing this. There's nothing lower. This is not communist China. This is not national socialist Germany. This is America. And when somebody does something like that, it's to anybody, much less to someone that I love and think is a hero in many ways. He's created this amazing company. Talk about rags to riches. If you get his book, you can't believe what he has been through, all kinds of addictions and horrible things. And he's come out of it to create this beautiful company. He gives away millions of dollars to causes that most of us would be so thrilled. And yet he's being vilified because, he has mentioned that maybe things aren't on the up and up with the past election. Well, I've mentioned the same thing too. If you get canceled for that, why are they trying to cancel you? Can they not face the truth? So I'm asking you to support him by going to mypillow.com or mystore.com. You can get all my books at mystore.com practically. And use the code Eric. Tell your friends. If you use the code, you get on TV. You're supporting whatever network that is. And I'm assuming you might not want to. If you want to help this program, use the code Eric. Tell your friends. Mike Lindell needs our help and our support. And all those stores deserve the back of our hands. But we'll just not shop there until they say they're sorry, which I hope they will.